Hello, my name is Ivan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our youth in state and local communities. Are you already registered to vote?
No, I'm not, and I don't live in Vegas anymore.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, this is for general opinion, right, of anybody. Maybe someone else in your home that is already registered. And I can do this real quick just to get the opinion.
Babe, you're not registered, are you? To vote? Oh.
Well, I can even move forward with you if that okay, right? May I know the year where you're born? Can I know that?
Sure, I can answer a couple questions.
Okay, that'd be great, ma'am. And in what year did you born?
2000.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. And also, I know that is a long way for elections, right? But what are the chances that you will vote on November elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost attained to vote? You will probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
I am old enough to vote. I just am not a fan of politics, if I'm being completely honest. I would probably vote third party.
Okay. Sure. Not a problem. So you almost attained that you will vote.
Yeah, no, not the biggest fan of politics. I probably won't, but if I was, I would vote third party.
Oh, okay. Sure. No, not a problem. I mean, it's just your opinion on that. So you probably will go. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I honestly don't know. I think it would probably be inflation.
Inflation. Thank you so much. Perfect. And also, in these cases, one second here. And now, thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many other people, you just keep on that one?
Oh, I didn't vote for any of them.
None of them. Another candidate. Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party, candidate Jill Stein?
Third party.
Third party. Or
yeah.
Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Sorry?
I mean, we have like four different candidates. We have Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
That's a hard question. No, I was in a poli sci class. It just didn't work out. And I just hated politics ever since then. So
you would be like on the side on this one?
Probably, yeah. If I'm being honest.
Okay, not a problem. As I was saying, it's just an open opinion. I mean, you can say anything. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't even know. Honestly, I don't like either of them. Probably whoever's like all for gay marriage. I'll go with that one. So I don't know if that's Democrat or...
For me, it sounds like you won't decide right now. You're like on the side. I mean, not until you think about it. Well, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Well, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options, right? Regardless of who you're planning to vote for, Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using like in a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance for you will vote for this candidate, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. What about Joe Biden? How do you score him from 0 to 100?
Can I put all of them 0?
I mean, you guys are saying you can say anything.
I would, to be honest, probably like 25%. There's a few things that I agree with that he said.
Yeah. Okay.
Not all of them, but like some of them.
Okay, gotcha. So 25% for Joe Biden, and what about Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm
that
good.
I mean, from 0 to 100?
Probably like, you could put 1.
1.
You can't put 0.
I mean, if you say 0, I'm going to put 0. Don't worry about it, man.
Oh,
I mean,
probably 0.
0, okay.
Not the biggest fan.
Yeah, no,
not a fan.
At all, right? Okay, well, no worries. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democrat candidate, Republican, or candidate in your district? Like, Democratic or Republican in your district? Which of those?
Probably the first one.
Democratic. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you. And if the
election...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's your decision at the end, right? And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Oh, I don't even know either one of those.
Don't even know them. Okay, not a problem. No worries. Well, if the elections were held today, to which candidate would you lean more, like for Democratic Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Probably
Jackie. Okay, gotcha. Thank you. And who
did
you...
I run out of good?
Go ahead.
Sorry, hold on 1 second. What the fuck? Okay, no, you continue. Sorry.
Okay, no, it's okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to issues of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
The first one.
Ah, the first one. So it'll be, you'll be trusting like somewhat more or much more?
Probably much more.
Much more.
Just because like, yeah, I'm not going
to. Okay, no worries.
Consider it.
Yeah, no, I understand you. Well, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagreed, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. If President Biden should prioritize authorization work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy, how would you feel about it? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Whatever one is neutral. I guess agree.
Neither agree.
If it was like a scale of 1 through 10, I would probably put like a 3.
3.
So whichever one 3 is, that's
we don't have it that way, but that will be, I think you mean like neither agree or disagree, right?
I'm very, like, neutral.
Yeah, okay.
That's also difficult, too, because I have family from different countries that came down here, too. So I guess I would strongly agree.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. And what about if President Biden should prioritize work permits of temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressures in cities and states experiencing an increase of arrivals and vulnerable migrants, would you be in the middle or strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to go because there's a fire. Oh, my God.
Oh, Oh, okay, okay.
Hold on. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Sure, I can call you back if you would like to, right?